Esther chapter 2. After these things, when the anger of King Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti, and what she had done, and what was decreed against her. Then the king's servants who ministered to him said, "Let beautiful young virgins be sought for the king. And let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the beautiful young virgins to Shushan the palace, to the house of the women, to the custody of Hega the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let their things for purification be given them. And let the maiden who pleases the king be queen instead of Vashti." And the thing pleased the king. And he did so. Now in Shushan the palace there was a certain Jew, whose name was Mordecai, pure Mer, the son of Jer, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity which had been carried away with Jeconiah king of Judah. 3528 AH 514 BC, whom Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah. Myrtle. Bride. That is, Esther. Star. His uncle's daughter. Because she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together to Shushan the palace, to the custody of Hegai, that Esther was also brought to the king's house, to the custody of Hegai, keeper of the women. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained his kindness. And he speedily gave her things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and seven maidens, who were chosen especially for her, out of the king's house, and he provided her and her maids the best place of the house of the women. Esther had not revealed her nationality nor her kindred, because Mordecai had charged her that she should not make it known. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house, to find out how Esther did, and what would become of her. Now when every maid's turn had come to go into King Ahasuerus, after she had been there 12 months, according to the manner of the women. Because so were the days of their purifications accomplished, in this manner, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet perfumes, and with other things for the purifying of the women. Then every maiden came to the king. Whatever she desired was given to her to go with her out of the house of the women to the king's house. In the evening she went, and in the morning she returned into the second house of the women, to the custody of Shashgaz, the king's chamberlain, who kept the concubines. She did not come into the king again, unless the king delighted in her, and that she were called by name. Now when Esther's turn, the daughter of Abihail the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, had come to go into the king, she required nothing but what Hegai the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all those who looked upon her. So Esther was taken to King Ahasuerus into his royal house in the 10th month, which is the month Tebet, December January, in the 7th year of his reign, 3603 AH 439 BC. And the king loved Esther more than all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins. So that he set the royal crown upon her head, and made her queen instead of Vashti. Then the king made a great feast for all his princes and his servants, even Esther's feast, and he made a release to the provinces, and gave gifts, according to the state of the king. And when the virgins were gathered together the second time, then Mordecai sat in the king's gate. Esther had not yet revealed her kindred nor her nationality, as Mordecai had charged her. Because Esther did the commandment of Mordecai, as when she was brought up with him. In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, keepers of the king's women, Bigthan and Teresh, of those who kept the door, were angry, and sought to lay hands on the king Ahasuerus. And the thing became known to Mordecai, who told it to Esther the queen, and Esther notified the king of the matter in Mordecai's name. And when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out, therefore they were both hanged on a tree. And it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king.